From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, a guide to the final weekend of the Texas legislative session. We'll start with the most drenching moment of a soggy month in North Texas. Storms stalled here late last night, and some areas got 7 inches of rain. One man drowned in Mesquite when his truck was washed away. He was the 27th person to die in this round of Texas and Oklahoma storms. The weather created a nightmare commute across North Texas this morning. Highways were closed, and there were dozens of high water rescues. In West Dallas, Loop 12 is underwater at Interstate 30, and highway officials say it will be shut down for at least a couple more days. KERA's Bill Zeeble caught up with one driver who was stuck for hours.
With a TV chopper overhead, diesel mechanic Elmer McGuire surveyed his travel options. Parked with his truck 3.5 hours, he was stopped at the flooded Loop 12 service road at Bernal.
Well, it's payday, and I really need to get my check, but I mean, as you see, I can't get over to my job, so it's like I'm stuck out, look like. And I just here just passing time now, really looking at the traffic and seeing how they're going to let these other people on this highway get by.
Under I-30 is the small lake that stopped Loop 12 traffic cold. Looking north, McGuire sees an endless parking lot of cars.
I've never seen anything like this in my life. I hadn't seen nothing like this since Hurricane Katrina. I was watching it on TV, so I mean, it's weird, man. I've never seen it. I've been here all my life, man. Like I said, I'm 50 years old. It's like, wow.
A chip shot away from where McGuire stands sits a partially submerged van abandoned in the flooded service road. By noon, a crane had moved a section of concrete wall, letting backed-up cars on southbound Loop 12 U-turn north away from the flood. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Some of the biggest downpours hit Collin County. Rolando Carmona works for the Plano Parks and Recreation Department.
It started raining here in Plano around midnight, and it lasted till about 5, 6 in the morning. And basically, all of our flood plains in Plano are all flooded, all of our parks. It's pretty bad.
At Bob Woodruff Park, the top of a picnic pavilion poked out of the water. Debris covered park benches and playground equipment. Katie Carter and her kids Mikey and Annie couldn't stay away.
Oh my goodness. My kids play at this park all the time, so it's crazy to see. And there's a path that goes along here that we ride our bikes. There's a pond out there. It's like a lake now. We're shocked.
4-year-old Mikey was a little wary until the topic turned to tadpoles.
It's too deepy.
What about the tadpoles? Do you see any tadpoles? Oh, I think I see one right there, actually. Look, they're okay.
Even that enlarged pond couldn't compete with what was flowing past downtown Dallas today. The Trinity River surged 12 feet above flood level, and it's expected to crest at 43 feet tonight. And that's brought a surge of spectators to the Continental Bridge, as KERA's Courtney Collins discovered.
Ask people what the Trinity River looked like a couple of months ago, and the answers are pretty snarky.
Before the water, it was just grass and weeds.
A dry gully.
3 or 4 months ago, it was, as Von Seal Hill put it, a drainage ditch.
But now?
Just to see that mass of water right in the middle of Dallas is just absolutely amazing. I can't speak for everybody else, but I just think it's just phenomenal.
John Jackson, Linda Lubinsky, Andy Van Nord, and Cedric Johnson have all lived in North Texas for years and can't remember the river ever being so high. At almost 42 feet, it's certainly one of the Trinity's top floods. But a little over a century ago, the river surged even higher. Here's UT Arlington history professor Bob Fairbanks.
People, I think, know about the flood of 1908, in which the river crested at over 52 feet, which is pretty impressive.
15 inches of rain in a single day led to that flood, which caused tens of millions of dollars in damage and left 4,000 people homeless.
But it was, of course, that resulted in an interest in doing something to tame the Trinity River.
Fairbanks means the levees. Talk started after the flood in 1908. Temporary barriers were built by the end of the 20s, and the levees, more or less as we know them today, were in place just after World War II. He says it would have been impossible for Dallas to progress without levees, but if for some reason we didn't have them,
downtown would have been basically destroyed by this. I don't think it's quite as bad as New Orleans, but it would have been a very traumatic event in the history of the city.
Still, there's no denying the drama of the Trinity today. Fairbanks came to North Texas in 1981 and says he's not surprised so many people are taking a moment to snap a picture or two.
I was in Cincinnati before I came down here, and I'd been in St. Louis for a while, and I knew what rivers look like, and I came down in August and couldn't even see the Trinity River when I got down here. But now we can see it.
And on the Continental Bridge, Andy Van Noord is psyched.
It's pretty amazing to see the mighty Trinity actually be mighty.
Though thankfully, not quite as mighty as it was in 1908. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Folks in Austin are hoping things won't be quite as wild in the Capitol this weekend, but it is the final flurry of the legislative session. KERA's Sam Baker caught up with Ross Ramsey of the Texas Tribune, who says a procedural deadline this week was a milestone.
The deadline earlier this week was the last day that the House could consider Senate bills for the first time. So if you were counting on something that was in a Senate bill that had not received a vote from the House by midnight, it was never going to.
So what major bills did not make it through?
I tell people on our staff all the time that nothing is really finally dead until the legislature actually goes home. But it looks like there was a ban on insurance policies covering abortions if they were sold through the health exchanges. There was in-state tuition, which would have, some Republicans wanted to repeal in-state tuition for the children of undocumented immigrants. There was an effort to regulate sanctuary cities that never went anywhere. And you can go on and on down the list. They file about 6,000 bills, and ultimately they pass 800 or 1,000 of them.
What from the governor's wish list remains on the table?
For the most part, what the governor said he wanted has gotten done. There was a police and sheriff's department objection to something in the open carry bill that said they couldn't check people unless they had probable cause. That's gone now. The campus carry thing, the last issue that need to be resolved there is whether or not the state can require private campuses like SMU and TCU to follow the same rules on campus carry that they're requiring of state campuses.
Chief duty of the legislature, though, of course, is to pass a two-year budget. So how's it looking now that there's an agreement on business and franchise tax cuts?
They did it without a whole lot of acrimony. There were two major tax cuts, or two touted tax cuts here. One of them is a 25% cut in the business margins tax that some businesses have to pay. The other one is the increase by $10,000 in the amount of your homestead exemption on your property taxes. So people who own homes will get an extra $10,000 exempted from taxes. On average, it's about $125 a year. The question for some in Austin, in the legislature, is whether that's enough for taxpayers to feel.
But is there any concern that Texas can't really afford to do without this tax revenue?
There's some. The legislature came in an unusual situation this year. They had all the money they needed for the things that they said they wanted to do. But the bloom is coming a little bit off of the oil and gas rose that's been driving the economy the last 4 or 5 years. We're not in a slump by any means, but the rate of growth is slowing down, and economists are starting to raise their eyebrows. Some legislators are looking at that and saying, we shouldn't forfeit revenue sources we may be desperately in need of a couple of years from now.
Ross Ramsey, thank you for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
The 84th session of the Texas Legislature adjourns on Monday. Well, more rain in the forecast overnight. Some of it could be heavy in North Texas, just what we need. The National Weather Service says it'll likely start after midnight and continue into Saturday morning. A cold front is going to pass through, and so that will flare up some more storms. High tomorrow in the upper 70s. Then Sunday, this is what they say, mostly sunny. No mention of rain and a high of 82. 77 in Dallas and Denton. It's 80 degrees in Fort Worth and 83 in Tyler. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.